Attention, attention.
So we're going to keep this pretty brief. The formality is pretty minimal. Just wanted to thank everyone for coming out today. Thank you for supporting us online. thank you for stopping by and telling us every day. We've had handfuls of people, kids, neighbors saying, I just want to shake your hand, hug you, thanks for what you're doing when I've been tired. All kinds of stuff going on, and it means so much to have the online support, community support, and to see everyone here right now. One little thing is that this is our open house. We just really wanted to get the doors open, show you what we have planned. Next week, we'll get down to the nuts and bolts of the hours, the pastries, the figuring out how we figure out bike delivery. We have a long way to go fundraising. So if you can tell people about what we're doing this weekend, we have 7 more days to go. $30,000 more to burn. But that way we'll be able to open a roastery down in the corner. We'll be able to deliver bikes and local pastries to your door, which will sustain our business and a lot of other local businesses and bring something really good to Hillman City. Already, you know, you're all here because we love it. We have some amazing businesses who have kept their doors open. We have new stuff coming in. So a huge thanks to Hillman City, to the neighbors, everyone. And without further ado, Mayor begin.
Hey, I'm going to invite up City Council President Sally Clark to go first.
All right.
Go ahead, Sally. And Southeast resident.
Yeah!
And, thanks to Mayor McGinn for being here. You probably have noticed this is a very busy time of year. A lot of people having to run around, and this is a tight squeeze, but really appreciate the Mayor paying attention to Southeast Seattle, particularly Hillman City. So this is fantastic. Congratulations to Choya and others for bringing it this far. As she mentioned, there's a little ways to go, and Hillman City has always had a little ways to go, right? Just a little ways to go. My partner Liz is around here someplace. So until 10 years ago when we moved to Brighton, we lived at 39th and Brandon. And it wasn't until we were selling the house and looked at the plat numbers and the way it was described and everything that we realized, oh my God, we live in Hillman City. We've been telling everybody we live in Columbia City. Holy cow. A lot of good things, and a lot of people have worked hard to continue to push Hillman City along, and this is the greatest, latest addition to that. So, anybody go to Rocket CrossFit? Any CrossFitters? Any Rocket folks?
Excellent!
Woo! Anybody been to Spinnaker Bay?
Woo!
Excellent! Even before that, I just want to give a shout out to some people who have worked via the neighborhood plan for a long time. So, Connie Cox is not out here this morning. Connie Cox has believed in Hillman City forever. And then Dan Finken, who's unfortunately departed, but his wife, Denise Gloucester, still has the building across the street. You see a sign for a possible new bar going in over there. And there have been a lot of folks who have believed for a long time. And being able to support an innovative business that's got a tricky business model that is really kind of interesting in bringing together some of the things that we all believe in our hearts and trying to figure out if that pays the bills. This is a good opportunity to help make that happen. Thank you. Mayor McGinn.
Thank you. No, it is really great to be here. And there's so many different things I want to say. One is that, you know, we love Seattle for a whole bunch of different reasons, but we all love the neighborhood we're in. We love our neighborhood. And Hillman City is definitely an undiscovered gem, right? People don't know that much about Hillman City yet. They've heard of Columbia City, they've heard of other places, you know, and I'm just really excited because I've been down here a bunch of times and it's really diverse place. I mean, that's one of the great parts about Seattle is this is a welcoming place, and this is one of Seattle's strengths, in fact, is this is a place that you can come to no matter where you're coming from. You can come from anywhere in the world and you can come here with an idea that, hey, I can do something here that's different. I can reach my potential. You know, I can do something exciting. And we invite people to do that. That's what one of Seattle's core ethics is, one of its core values. And we struggle to live up to it. We certainly struggle to live up to it, but we believe it. So when I was asked to say, hey, we're starting a coffee shop and a roastery, I'm going to deliver by bicycle. Now, some people might think that's kind of crazy. But I don't know. There's so many things I love about this city. Like, you ever go to another place now? You go to another place and you come back and you say, they don't even recycle that. They don't even, oh, yeah, they do cans and bottles, but you know what? Their food, they just throw their food in the garbage. We act like we've been doing it for decades. We've been doing it for what? About 4 or 5 years, throwing our food in with the yard waste. But we act like we've been doing it forever. And you know, that's what we do, right? We try to do new things here. And we're not scared of doing new things. And sometimes people think that that's a negative. Oh, you crazy folks here, right, in Seattle. But look at us. We lead the nation in recycling. We're carbon-free utility, right? We don't use carbon. We don't buy any coal. We're going to stop coal trains. We're going to divest fossil fuels. We're building bike lanes. Oh, those bike lanes don't help business, right? We've legalized gay marriage. We've legalized marijuana. And we got the fourth fastest growing economy in the nation. Fourth fastest. We're adding jobs faster than anybody. Maybe those things go together. Maybe they go together. Maybe we're doing so good because you can open up a coffee shop, roastery, and deliver by bike. Maybe that's why we're doing so well as a city. Because we say, you want to do something like this, we want you here. And you want to come into a neighborhood and work with your community members to make it better. You know, get another bike lane in there, get a few more people on the street, get to know your neighbors, make sure the kids are taken care of, make sure we're looking out for the future. That's what's so special about Seattle. So it's just a little thing, Joya. We're not trying to put the whole success of the city on you, but everybody here is with you because we love this city and we love what you're doing. So I'm excited to open this up. Who's gonna help me with the scissors?
Come on,
just give it up.
All right, you're the one.
All right.
You have to come in too, Joya.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Okay, you ready? One. Let's try again. Open the box.
There you go. Oh, you got it. You got it. Oh, you got it.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank you for everything. Welcome to